Episode number 77, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're here live from Revolver underscore Coffee on Twitter and Revolver Coffee on Instagram.
And they might even have a website, but
they might even have a website with a newsletter, revolvercoffee.ca, and an email newsletter that you can sign up for. They have an espresso tasting flights, two new ones that are awesome.
Oh, I'm Dale, but you knew that.
Ah, Dale doesn't do espresso. He does coffee with milk. One of those people.
I do.
I used to be one of those people.
I'm one of those old farts. Like, I want my coffee. Just roast the flavor out of it, please.
What are we going to talk about today, Dale?
I think we were going to talk about Denis Villeneuve.
Denis Villeneuve.
Canadian boy. Quebecois.
I'm old, and so therefore I'm behind the times. I just recently watched Arrival, which is based on a Ted Chiang short story. An amazing short story, freely available on the internet. It's called Arrival. Ted Chiang, Chiang, I believe.
I might have to read that, actually.
It is fantastic, and it is really...
I can see it being a better short story than a movie.
It's mind-blowing. Like, what is the nature of time?
Yeah.
And how does the arrival of aliens interweave with your conception of time? That's what Arrival is about, and the short story is fantastic, and so was the movie. I just recently watched it. I purchased it on iTunes because I'm an old fart. I don't get out.
I
should have seen it in the big screen.
I enjoyed the movie. I don't know that it would have lent itself that much more in the big screen. But I enjoyed the movie, but I wouldn't classify it as fantastic. I did enjoy it, and it was definitely one of those movies where you had to pay attention.
Which is what I liked about it.
Yeah. No, I like those movies too. Like the ones that I always keep you thinking. That was why I'm not sure I want to rewatch it. Like part of the enjoyment of that movie was like getting a puzzle piece and trying to fit it around. And
the unfolding, the putting the pieces together.
I mean, probably one more watch is good because now that I know I can like look for things. But I don't know that it's like one of those movies I could watch five times.
Interestingly enough, this is his first foray into science fiction, yet he's going to do two more.
Yeah, he's on
top. What was the other one? Dune and Blade Runner, of all things. Yeah. 2049 or whatever it is.
Dune isn't locked in. I think Blade Runner might be pretty locked in.
I think Blade Runner is locked in.
There have been a whole bunch of directors that have been greenlit to start on Dune.
And Dune, Desert Planet.
Then things
classic movie
again.
With Jennifer Beals and Sting.
No, not Jennifer Beals.
Yes,
Did she play Aaliyah?
Yeah,
the only character she could have played.
Yes, I think so. It was a long time ago. And then there was a series, a TV series, like HBO or Showtime or something.
Yeah.
But you said that it might not have been the first novel.
Well, I remember the Children of Dune miniseries. There could have been other TV forays into Dune that, I'm not up on all my...
Moving back to Denis Villeneuve, have you enjoyed his other movies?
Okay, you definitely want to see...
Prisoners.
Next Floor. It's a short film.
What's it called?
Next Floor.
Okay. It's a Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, it's...
Un pièce d'œuvre de Denis de Villeneuve.
A lot of people don't understand it, but it is just like such a statement on gluttony.
How long is it?
Gluttony and consumerism. Oh, it's probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow. Cool. Okay.
It's...
Definitely going to see it then. On YouTube?
I saw it at Cinematheque.
You're one of those movie hipsters who gets to see things at real theaters.
And I just... Man, I laughed at the end of it. Like, it was just so spot on, and people were like, I don't get it.
It's
like,
so satirical?
How could you not? It is. It's like a scathing commentary.
Oh, I love scathing satire.
At least I found it that way. But yeah, he's got, like, I really loved Incendies. That was a great movie. He did another one.
Prisoners. Enemy. Sicario.
Was it Enemy? Oh, yeah, it was Enemy. Man, that was a strange one. That was just so weird. And at the end, it's got this change up at the end. I still don't understand it.
Too metaphysical?
Too meta, yeah. It's like one of those where the main character, you're not quite sure if it's like an alternate reality or he's like mentally ill or unbalanced or what the hell's going on. And then, boom, you get hit with the end and you're like, what just happened? People loved it. I didn't get it. And I've heard Polytechnic is really good, but it's also a difficult movie to watch.
What's Polytechnic about?
The 13 women that were killed.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Critically acclaimed, but I heard it was super hard to watch. Yeah. That's why I haven't watched it.
I still haven't watched it yet.
Related side note, I, for the first time in 27 years, participated in the Downtown Eastside Women's March. Was that Wednesday?
I think it was Wednesday, yeah.
And Stevie Cameron, fantastic journalist, wrote a book about the Downtown Eastside disappeared women. And in fact, it is a scary book. I read half of it. I'm still having nightmares. It is a depressing book about the state of policing, about Canada's treatment of Indigenous people, but it's all true. That's the scary thing. It's not even fiction.
Police and reporters on that case had PTSD.
So Polytechnic, that's why it's frightening, apparently, is because it's not fiction. It happened.
It happened, yeah.
Some crazy white terrorist dude comes in and shoots 12 French-Canadian engineering women students.
13, I think.
Ugh. Sicario, Anthony's under 40, but I thought we could give him the mic and he can give us his 10 seconds.
Your rendition of Sicario, go.
I don't really remember a lot about it. I watched it on a plane. It was a good time killer.
Is it a movie or a series?
No, it's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it, or is this...
Benicio del Toro?
Yeah.
Is the star, the lead? Yeah.
Closer to his mouth.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd recommend it. Yeah.
Was it super meta?
No, not really.
Was it...
very Hollywood?
Yes, very Hollywood.
So it's I hear that's his most Hollywood movie, actually.
I think that was his coming out, almost.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm not just crazy, obscure French-Canadian.
I know how to make a movie, yeah.
I can make a Hollywood blockbuster, man.
I can make it on the indie scene, and I can make it in your Hollywood party scene.
I'm a man of Catholic
I won't even try that taste. With a cheesy Quebecois accent.
Oh, God, he's Tabernacus. Oh, wait a second. This is a PG.
Family-friendly.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, how do you say darn in French? I don't know. All I know is the swears.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, I guess we drove that guy off.
Maybe.
Oh. Anyways.
Talking about Villeneuve, how can they?
So I'm really looking forward to Blade Runner. I think you're right. I think Dune has not been 100% green-lighted.
It's whatever they call that, pre-production. So, I mean, it's got a long way to go. But I really do I think he is going to be a good choice for Blade Runner. Like, he just has that slightly different sensibility, but he knows how to do Hollywood-style movies. And I really like that combination.
He's kind of got the mixture of independent, slightly off-kilter angle plus mainstream.
I think so. Yeah, I guess maybe it's more to say, like, he's... doesn't do it by a tired blueprint. Like, it's got some originality in there that is different from all of the other stuff.
Well, that's what I noticed about Arrival. The soundtrack wasn't that, you know, the stereotypical...
Oh, the pacing of the movie was totally not Hollywood. I was surprised.
The typical science fiction or thriller or drama in Hollywood these days is you have this soundtrack, and then there's this massive percussion piece at the climax. And he didn't have that. And that started in the Battlestar Galactica days. Battlestar Galactica was one of the BSG reboot was one of the first to sort of embrace that kind of plot arc and that musical arc. And it didn't have that musical arc. And I really thought they tried hard to be different without being obscure. And maybe was it Prisoners? No, Enemy that was obscure. Maybe he's got that out of his system, or maybe he's realized it's not as effective as he thought it was at that time.
That movie did. I mean, that movie was not a Hollywood movie, although it had it. I don't know if it got commercial release. It might have.
Anyways, but I'm big thumbs up.
No, I think I don't
for Arrival.
I think he's just not being pigeonholed. You know, I think he's just like, I will do the movies that I want to do.
Well, 9 minutes, 15 seconds.
There we go.
Big thumbs up for Arrival. And check out, what was it, three-minute short?
Next Floor.
Next Floor.
We'll see if we can find a link.
Really looking forward to Blade Runner, and I want to watch Sicario, just because sometimes even I like Hollywood movies. Signing off from Revolver.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland. Ciao, choose.